Hello and welcome to Master Red, the Charizard podcast, all about Pokemon TCG as well as other Pokemon video games. I am your host, Rafi Avakian. By career, I am a teacher, and by day and by night, I am a Pokemon trainer. Let's open up our first Pokemon coin of the day. Get some 5 for bonus coins. Look at that brilliant stars, Charizard. All right, I'm excited to get started today. You guys might see in if my postings have gotten there, my trades. You know, first off, let's open up some cards over here. Let's get some redeems. All right, let's do an opening. Let's go. First, we'll start off with an opening and then I'll get into my deck. All right, Brilliant Stars opening. All right, call it. What are we calling the Charizard? Let's see what's going to happen here. Oh, Probopass. All right, some say could look like anybody's dad there. Ooh, look at that, Wormadam. All right. Little pink creature there. All right, let's see. Bring in the Arceus. Let's go. All right, Weavile is a really good card. I've seen it used against me. Oh, let's see. Okay, another Wormadam. All right. Friends of Galar. All right. Oh, Collapse Stadium. I've seen that being used. You can't have more than 4 bench Pokemon. Oh, and you have to discard a bench Pokemon if you have more than 4. Wow. Okay. Got that Mincino. I used that one. Another Wormadam. All right. Looks like we have every kind of Wormadam there is. Folks. Oh, another Mincino. A Cafe Master. I don't use that one. A Haxorus. Good card. Not really dragon type trainer, although I really haven't figured out how to use dragon types anyways. Okay, Morpeko, V. Let's see, Hungry Spike. If you played Marnie's Pride from your hand during this turn, this attack does 120 more damage. You know what? I really like the Marnie's Pride. Okay, all right. You know what? 619 more. Should we do it? Should we buy more? You know what? I got some codes for you guys. I want to do a special opening today. So I got this new Pokemon V Arceus set in the box. And this is going to be great opening right now. So drum roll, please. That was a sorry excuse for a drum roll. Sorry, guys. All right, gonna go ahead and start that QR reader. Check this out. Yeah, you can see my face there too. Hello, guys. All right. Scanning the code. You see that code? Bam. Wow. All right, do you see that, guys? Arceus V from the collection. We got Arceus V. All right, and we got several more here. And then you guys can see me through the screen. So I got this Arceus V toy today. Let's see if we can. Oh, look at that. Arceus V. Yeah, in that box, I got several things. Some turbo. Coolest card was Professor Oak's setup, which is cool. Never seen that before. 3 basic Pokemon of different types you could put them on. And an Emboar, not too bad. Glalie, little ice head guy. A couple more things, not really notable, except for Entei V. Yes, Entei V. All right. Okay, and I got the Arceus over there. But I will go ahead and open up some more. Cosmic Eclipse came in that. Let's go ahead and open up the code. Getting some codes in. Let's see what we'll get from these guys. It's pretty cool that you guys get to see me through the a code video. All right, let's go. Let's go claim these. See what we pick up. All right. Yeah, so guys, I tried to put in a trade for this Entei that I have right now. I just got from this box. So go check out the Arceus box collection. It's a really cool Arceus toy in there. And I did pick up a new Pokemon V. All right, so without further ado, let's go open some packs. Go with Cosmic Eclipse. I don't have too much of these ones. See what we get. All right, well, that's a cool Pikachu. I've never seen that one. Well, as you guys can see, I don't have it. Oh, look, I just got Professor Oak's set up. Woo! This is one I just picked up, actually, in this box. That Lillipup, oh my gosh. Baby Doll Eyes. It's cute. Teddy is so cute. Pikachu. Pikachu Vault Tackle. Come on, give me Ash's Pikachu. There's no Ash's Pikachu. Tangrowth is a really cool Pokemon, by the way. I like Tangrowth. And then Pyroar. All right, Pokemon deck. Discard all Pokemon tool cards and special energy from each of your opponents. Pokemon? What is this? Are these even playable? No, they're not. Wow, I got a Tag Team Jigglypuff. Tag Team Jigglypuff. Hey guys, let me know if you guys play expansion or anything. Let me know if you want that Tag Team Jigglypuff. It's really cool. I usually only play fire type. So that's, we got that choice belt. Let's see next. Ooh, and a Haxorus. Got that one. And another Wormadam. Wow, they just like giving me Wormadam, don't they? Let's see the next one. All right, got that Monferno. Typical Morbrum. And a Manaphy. I do like Manaphy. I do like Manaphy, and I use it. All right, next up. Killing Rain. All right, Agatha. Right, so one of you that uses a single strike or rapid strike. All right, we got Ice Rider Calyrex, guys. Again, too bad I only use fire type. All right, so you guys, let's get into my deck. Okay, you guys ready? All right, first off, it's the Mincino Call for Family. Woo! This gets my two basic Pokemon on the bench. Then shuffle the deck. Second up, it's a Charmander. I use that draw a card feature. It's very helpful in the beginning. And Charmeleon can also come in handy with the choice belt. And Leon, you're doing 120 damage to Pokemon V. Also helps discard Leon's to get some more damage output from this. Battle Sense Charizard, my favorite regular Charizard of all time, because I feel like it's the most useful one. Once you turn, you may look at the top three cards of your deck and put one of them in your hand, discard the other cards. I gotta say, this ability is really important to get right. If you get right, you are almost guaranteed victory or some way of getting back. It is very, very useful. Honestly, it is a great, I feel like it's a great contender against Inteleon. Although, Inteleon's a great contender. So we've got each of these. Please, I do like using cards that other people usually don't. So, just a quick disclaimer, I got back into Pokemon TCG after I got the Inteleon V deck, so I have nothing against it. That was the first deck that I developed, and my buddy developed the Kung Fu deck, the Urshifu deck, with the Houndoom. And so I quickly got over the Inteleon deck because he was creaming me. And I decided, hey, I'm just going to go for a Pokemon that I like. So building around Charizard. This is the next Pokemon for me, Manaphy. Guys, YouTube is a great place. So YouTube is where I learned about Manaphy from. If I can remember to feed the YouTuber, I will let you know. So Manaphy prevents all damage done to your bench Pokemon by attacks from your opponent's Pokemon. But what I did notice is, I'm sorry, but what sucks is that quick shooting Inteleon still hits my bench. So that Inteleon, I'm telling you, is broken. It's a broken card. If you want to have fun and want to figure out something, other way to do it, I would go for fire and try to figure out how to do it. And that's how I am. You guys could go ahead and develop what kind of deck you want to develop. But you know, I'm not for trains. Spreading Flames, Victini. Now, Victini VMAX, Victini V was a top contender in tournaments in the past. So I'm bringing him into this with Spreading Flames. Attach up to 3 energy cards from your discard pile to Pokemon in any way you like. The Pokemon that gave me an idea to bring Victini back is Arceus. Arceus, actually, with 2 energies, you could get energies onto Pokemon. So Victini V only requires 1. Only drawback is that it doesn't really have a strong attack unless you have a lot of energies on it. So this is kind of like a supporting card, more like. But Energy Burst has come in handy more than once. So we have 2 Victini Vs. And then, right, we got the alternate art Charizard. I will show you guys next episode my physical cards, but this is my alternate Charizard V, like far for it, trade for it in this game. But I do have the actual one. It's a great card. It's a beautiful card. Incinerate, haven't really used Incinerate that much for its tool use. And I'm trying to figure out how I could integrate that. But it does do Incinerate and Heat Blast for 180. Then, of course, we have that Charizard V-Star. Explosive Fire, I always get that Magma Basin, get damage onto Charizard. That way it does 100 plus 30 damage. Let me show you. Let me annotate for this, guys. I teach during the day. I use annotate all day. If this Pokemon has any damage counters on it, this attack does 100 more damage. 230 damage, guys, plus Leo. Plus Leon, it's 260. Plus you got that choice belt. You're doing 290 damage. 290, look at the difference. Only 30 away from Starblaze. And Starblaze is already knocking out most Pokemon by itself. And you're losing 2 energy. So don't bother losing 2 energy. Just do 290 damage. Attack to the right Pokemon. Do 290 damage. Let's do it. You're going to need the Starblaze with Pokemon, of course, more than 300. Right, but 290 is really a lot. You're going to knock out another Charizard V-Star with that one. All right. And then on top of that, what I'm doing is I'm making him even stronger, more HP, by adding this special fire energy. So I'll show you guys next after. And then I have my Crobat V with Dark Asset. So have you seen this? You play this from your hand onto your bench. You draw until you have six cards. And it does Venomous Fang, which I actually use because I have a special Dark Energy, which help him retreat without a cost. Your opponent's active Pokemon is now poisoned. So this, you know, you could put Choice Belt again, 100 damage with poison. Then we have Level Ball. These are, I just recently added more trainers items because I was getting to the point where I had too many supporters slowing my game down. So the meta these days is getting quick Pokemon out and then quick energy. So got my Level Ball here, get my Charmander, Charmeleon, or Mincino. Very useful. Then I got Energy Switch, which is even more useful. I got two of each, two of those. I think there's just one of this one, particular one. And I like this one because it shows a fire course. Move a basic energy from one Pokemon to another. I love using this one. When you're in a pinch, you need that energy. Boom, a quick movement. And then I realized some decks were using Energy Switch to get energy out of nowhere. So I got this energy switch, another energy switch over here. Then we got some rare candy, rare occasion that we have a Charmander and Charizard, but no Charmeleon. I can evolve right away. You can't use this card during your first turn on a basic Pokemon that was put into play this turn, which is a bummer. Then we got Evolution Incense, suit you die for an Evolution Pokemon, reveal it and put it in your hand. You use this for the V-Star Charizard. Then we have the Great Ball. Look at the top two, top seven cards of your deck, may reveal the Pokemon you find in there and put it into your hand. It does not always work, but it's good to have. And I'm preferring it over Ultra Ball because of Marnie. When I just get Marnie and then I'm running out of cards all of a sudden. And got Magma Basin. Once during each player's turn, a player may attach a fire energy card from their discard pile to one of their bench fire Pokemon. If a player attached energy to Pokemon in this way, put two damage counters on that Pokemon. Got this one, of course. I don't have the Super Magma Basin. I can develop that soon. Got some bosses orders. I love Giovanni. I know there's new ones out, but look at Team Rocket over there. So just a nod to the good old days. Again, this is based on a Gen 1 Pokemon hard hitter Charizard. So trying to make him work. Switch one of your opponent's best Pokemon with their active Pokemon. Got two, three of that. Got four Leons. I'm not sure which one it says. Trade locked. So got four Leon. This does 30 more damage to your opponent's active Pokemon. And if it's on the Charizard and you got all four of them, Charizard 100. So each one is adding 50 actually on the Charizard, on a regular Charizard Battle Sense. So it does 150 up to 300 damage. Really, really good. So that is basically V-Star Charizard damage. Right there, more than the regular V-Star Charizard's attack, but less than his strong attack. Then we've got Kindler. I like this one. Finally, something similar to Welder. You discard a fire energy, and then you look at seven cards. You can put any two of them in your hand. This helps to discard two, and I'm missing the discard generated by the previous Charizard V that I was using, which is Lance's V, that was helping me generate more energy into the discard pile. Then we have three Marnies. We have switches, which are actual Pokemon, which are winning bench Pokemon. We got another Kindler, Professor's Research. We got the Choice Belt. The attacks, the Pokemon do 30 more damage to opponents after Pokemon V. And we have Cape of Toughness. Getting my Charmander plus 50 HP is very, very important in the beginning. Mincino up to 50 can help them last a little bit longer as I'm collecting more cards. Victini could get more as I'm, if I want to wait out, or if I want to, either I'm sparing the energy or I'm trying to get more energy on the Victini, get some big hits before he passes out. Or if I'm getting that onto the Charizard V, make sure that he could take more hits. Then we got Heat Energy. Yep, this is what's going to give my fire type Pokemon more HP on top of my Cape of Toughness of 50. They get up to, with one Heat Energy, got 70 HP. With a total of two, you get 90 HP higher on in a Pokemon. Then hiding energy for my Crobat, so that it doesn't waste any of my energy. Then we've got fire energy there, so it says nine of them. I have a feeling I have to add more. I should add more energy. But that's more regular energy that get discarded. But I've been doing better with Cape now in the meta. So let me show you, this is where I am right now. Let me show you what I was working with in the past. This is a great deck. I love it. And it's actually a development from this Charizard theme deck. Anybody could get this. It's a great deck. It has a Switch, Evolution Incense, Great Ball. It has Bead, which I've tried to use before. It's a good deck. It's a great deck to start with. And just build around it. So that's what I did. As you guys can see, I've had so many fire decks in the past, and I have so many of variations of this deck. You guys should check out Kiss My Exhaust. All right, so that's Kiss My Exhaust as Charmander, Charmeleon, Charizard, your usual battle sense. But this one has Gormandize, Snorlax. If your Pokemon is an active spot, you may draw a card until you have seven cards in your hand. This is great. This is great. The only issue I have with Snorlax is getting an attack off. If it was one less energy, or if I used turbo energy, this would be okay. Then I have the Crobat, of course. I was using four Lance's Charizard, discarding energy from this Pokemon too. So this, I had this really good feeling. This card was doing maybe 75%. I wish it just gave me that little bit more. But it generates that discard. It's great at doing that. It works very well with this Victini, which gets the discard cards back in. However, Magma Basin's already... Victini, I don't know. It's discarding a lot. So I had to do various things to help. I had to put Crushing Hammer to slow people down. Then I had to use Turbo Patch. Turbo Patch is great when it works. The thing with TCG Online I find is that whenever you want it, the coin flip does not get your way. and it feels less than 50%. So I'm staying away from coin flips, but this has definitely come through for me when I've needed energy. Now you scoop up net, and then when I was using this deck, there was no magma basin. So I was using Path to the Peak, Marnie, Sonia, Leon, Pokemon Center, Bird Keeper, Avery. Avery was good. It lowered the bench. And you draw lower their bench and draw three cards. Discard one of their Pokemon. Then I used Rayhan. And your Pokemon were knocked out during your turn. Set a basic energy from your discard pile of one of your Pokemon. It's great. Very useful. Boss orders, of course, Air Balloon, bringing those Charizards back in, bringing the Snorlax back in. Got two heat energy, two hiding energy, one lucky energy. Every time Snorlax got hit, I drew more cards. some more dark energy, make it likely to get Crobat useful. And that was my Kiss My Exhaust deck. So I hope this gives you guys some ideas on decks to develop with Charizard. Here's another variation. I have 2X and B, so show you guys what that means. So here it is, Kiss My Exhaust 2X and B. It's Charizard V, Charizard V-Star, and two Lance's Charizard. So this is when I was testing out Charizard V-Star with Lance's Charizard. As you guys saw, my Kiss My Exhaust, it's only Lance's Charizard V. That was before this one came out, Alternate Art and V-Star. These are the additional cards. And I was trying to see how to make the additional cards work into the deck. And I really wanted the additional strength of that Charizard, V-Star Charizard. And again, this is Magma Basin, using Magma Basin. I like using Marnie's Pride. Attach a basic card from discard pile on your bench Pokemon. I like it. Nothing wrong with it. Got the Kimners, got another Marnie's Pride, Leon, Choice Belt, two Heat Energies, one Hiding Energy, one Lucky Energy, and 10 Energy. So these ones are using more energy. As you can see though, there's energy switches, but there aren't any energy finding. One Energy Search, 14 Pokemon, there's also less Pokemon. 16 in my new deck. And trainers are more. A lot of trainers, a lot of supporting cards, you guys can see. No, in this one, there are no balls. So getting the cards, you just had to be lucky because this was all about getting the energy. So getting that energy was a thing here. And as you see, I have to take out Snorlax in order to get this Charizard in. So this one became a little tricky to play both Charizards. I didn't have enough drawing power. Evolution Incense though, with three of them, it did help a little bit, and Rare Candy did help a little bit. So Victini V's from this one though. Mincino. So my new deck, as you can see, is a combination of the Victini deck and the new the Charizard deck with Mincino in there. I don't use Mikdo. You must discard a card to use ability. Once you turn, you may draw two cards. I don't use that one. Oh, I do like energy assist. Attach a basic energy from your card. Discard pile of one of your bench Pokemon. That's cool. I do use a combination of this. I don't use Cinerace, but I use Victini V. Of course, now I do use Level Ball and Great Ball. So we see that both of those decks use Bead. But I don't, yeah, I use Mincino, but the one that collects, that has basic Pokemon. See the trainers here. I would pretty much use all those trainers at one time or another, just kind of developing my deck. And again, like, you don't have to use the same ones, or like, you can use a variety of them. Let's see. And then I tried to make a cast system deck, basically a deck around my one cast form. I mean, that quickly didn't work because, you know, if you want an attacker, you want more than one, unless it's like something that's costly, and Charizard V-Star is pretty costly. So this one, if you have eight or more stadium cards and you discard all, ignore all energy costs. And I've definitely seen other people take on that cast form deck and really put it to good use against me. So, and then cast system, of course, I was using it when I used multiple stadiums to trick people. I used to use Professor Burnett to discard two Leons immediately. I've used Pokemon Breeders Nurturing. This one's nice. Choose up to two Pokemon play for each Pokemon. Switch your deck for a card that evolves from that Pokemon and put it onto your Pokemon to evolve it. Wow, you know what? I may get Pokemon Breeders Nurturing. It's a good idea. Oh, let's see. Looking in the past helps out the future. Gets two high energy, two one hiding energy, multiple. Well, again, that Crushy Hammer I've gotten rid of. Scoop Net, don't use anymore. Kerbal Patch. Right. Again, that's the deck. And I was using Burnett to get rid of two stadium cards. I have used Burnett before to try and get Mewtwo out. So let's see if I should show Purple Rain. Yeah, this is my Purple Rain deck. Purple Rain. This is a special deck I created when Celebration just came out. I wanted to use Ho-Oh. And Ho-Oh is good. It attacks two Pokemon on the bench. It's a bench attacker. It's really good. It's not an Inteleon. Quick shooting. But, you know, for what it is, it does pretty good damage with three energies and just one loss, you know, one energy loss. And it's not a V. I mean, it's doing, spreads 100 damage. And then I got Galarian Stunfisk. If you got attacked, it does 30 damage. And they can't retreat. I was using Indeedee. So this is definitely an interesting deck that I was using. Basic energy card and touch it to one of your bench Pokemon and shuffle your deck. Really helpful. Forgot about that. This deck does 20 more damage for each energy attached to your opponent's Pokemon. Really nice. Wow, I did forget about Miss Indeedee there. And then first one, collect two cards. Yeah, 10 damage for each card in your hand. Could do a lot. So Indeedee was cool. Then I used Crobat. This is when I used Lance's Charizard V. I really love that card. It's really cool. I love that art. Crushing Hammer. Quick Ball, I was using Quick Ball then, discarding another card. Maybe I was discarding Leon. Then Training Court, Chichester, Glimmer, Tangle, Path Repeat, wow, all those different ones. Coding Energy, interesting. Yeah, various energies. Wow, this is really cool. I could use this with Cafe. Oh, because I have Dark. Regular, and this deck is the only one that I made that does not have the Charizard evolutions. Interesting. Interesting. Okay. Well, I don't have anything that attacks with one. Well, yeah, I guess Stunfisk, like, I don't even have to do anything, but if you just attack and switch, no. Sunkus is really good. Agatha. Powerful energy. What's this? 20 more damage. Oh, okay. Wow, I was really, really creative here. Purple Rain. I don't know where I got that. I mean, it's the name of the song for sure. But definitely utilizes its celebration's whole in place of Charmander, Charmeleon, and Charizard. And you know, Bastion Charizard just does 100 damage. But it requires Sacred Fire does 100 damage as well. No, it doesn't. Just the one. Interesting. It only does 50 damage when you put points Pokemon. Wow, okay. Interesting. I wish it did more. Probably what got me through battles was Indeedee. Purple Wing Zero, what's this? Is this just a copy of Purple Rain? I mean, I'm... Oh, flipping coins. They may ignore all results of those flip again. Interesting. Okay. Has a big suggester. What was this? Take 20 less damage. Spikes Muff can definitely work with Charizard. Two damage removes her bench. Again, this is good. I do have a Venusaur in battle deck, you know, it's not like I hate other types of Pokemon. I've made a SeaWorld deck. This is my SeaWorld deck with Palkia, EX, Kingdra, Kyogre, Swampert, Gyarados, EX, this is cool. Manaphy, oh man, I didn't even... It's a cool card. There's some really cool cards. Just let me know if you want to trade, if you want to get into a SeaWorld deck. I made a Blaine deck unlimited. Check this out, guys. Blaine deck unlimited. Growlithe, Arcanine. Got the old Arcanine there. Magmar, Ponyta, Rapidash, Rhyhorn, Rhydon. I got Volcanion in there. Volcanion was going to be my V because Blaine lives in a volcano, guys. And we got some Escape Rope, Aether. I don't know what Evisoda is doing. Got Blacksmith, which is really cool. I wish I could still use this. Attaching two energy cards to one Pokemon Lysander. Actually, you know what? Switch with his or her active Pokemon. Is this the same as a Governor? Yeah, I think so. Guzma. Yeah, that Guzma there. Yep, these are not in standard, guys. This is unlimited. So, you know, you could develop any deck. You know, I mean, just to give an example, let's make a standard deck. You know, make a standard deck. Let's say we put Moltres. Let's make a standard deck with, let's see, put filters. standard. Okay, so let's minus that. Do we have any Moltres? No Moltres. Hey, if anyone has Moltres, let me know. All right, let's see, we got Charizard, right? Let's see what they will tell me to do. Okay. Did I do Deck Wizard? No. I don't think I did Deck Wizard. I didn't think I did Deck Wizard. So let's do Deck Wizard. Yeah. I'll do standard. And then filter by energy types of fire. All right, let's make a fire deck, you know? All right, of course, we're going to do maybe even Charizard V. Yeah, who am I kidding? Yeah, Simi Smooth School. I really want to use Volcanium. Send more damage counters on it. Detect does 150 damage. Volcanion, I could use you. Oh my gosh, I could use Volcanion. Volcanion, some Armenian like me. This Pokemon has 10 more damage coming on it. This attack does 250 damage. Wow. That is crazy. Sheesh, something tells me. Should we make a deck around this guy? Let's pick him. Continue. So, a deck around Volcanion. Let's see what it did here. Piedove, set your deck for up to two Pokemon with resistance. Reveal them and put it in your hand. Interesting. I don't know why I did that. Tranquil, Unpheasant. Okay. Then Starly. Okay. Put your deck for up to two cards and put them into your hand. Whoa. Okay, you have to play Birdkeeper. Ambush. Okay. Your opponent shuffles their active Pokemon and all the cards into their deck. Wow, that is interesting. Okay, Scorbunny, Volley Cake, Cinderace. All right. Volcanion. Okay. All right, let's see what they did here with this. Wotan. If they do look at the top part of your opponent's deck, Full Heal, Metal Saucer, Rescue Carrier. What is this? Put up to two Pokemon each with 90 HP or less from your discard pile into your hand. Whoa. Didn't know that existed. Switch. I could use Switch. Switch is good. I know it's Tool Scamper. Choose up to two Pokemon cards. Two cards touch to Pokemon in play. Okay. Switch on your opponent's bench Pokemon that has 50. Whoa, Toy Catcher, kind of like that one. Magma Basin. Oh, I'm using Magma Basin. Dan. Big Staff, Marnie, Pierce. Interesting, some of these are pretty random. We don't even use a Dark type in here. And some Pierce. And it's using 20 energy. So this is what I would do if I got this. Say you made a deck around Volcanion. All right, and it gave some cards you don't need. For example, first one I'm taking out is Pierce. Switch your deck for an energy card and a dark Pokemon Rillum and put it in your hand. Hold on. If I have Crobat, I can get them both in my hand. And then, but I would use a supporter, so I'm going to take this one out. What is it? Let me just hope I win metal. Metal energy. Why would I want to use that one? One, two, okay. All right. Next. Let's see if we have, okay, we don't have boss's orders, so this is one. Copy boss's orders, you have two. One of each. One for good measure. We need to get Dan. Switch your deck for a card, put in your hand, and shuffle the deck for 10 hands. Ooh. I don't know about turn ending. I do like keep of toughness. Let's get some choice built with all these. And so we've got that one. A Sylveon and Sneasel. We don't have a Sylveon. So we got choice belt up there, two of them. Maybe what we should do is just go to one different Pokemon. I'll show this way. Shell might be good with one. And repeal from discard pile into your hand. I like this, but is this in circulation? Is this kind of this? Let's see what else we'll do. Wind and Stadium, we don't need it. And Vape Ball. Ooh, I do like Kindler taking more, giving me more cards. Ooh, what do I give up with Kindler for Kindler? Okay, first of all, why do we need this many Pokemon? Bird Keeper. I'm getting rid of this one. It's just two evolutions, so. It's a single strike deck. I'll probably have three copies of this, two copies of this. Yeah, okay. Oh, single strikes. Let's see if we have any single strike. Oh, let's see. Really, let's go in your hand. Choose your deck first. You pick Pokemon, put it in your hand. Then change up your deck. And all five cards. I like that. Seems like mustard. Just to have a single striker in here. I have to draw. Well, let's see. What can I take away? This is the same thing. Tower of Darkness is a good single strike one. I wonder if there's any single strike energies. If I have any single spark energies. Well, I do have nice, 20 more damage. It's not much. I don't even understand why Volcanion is a single strike of one. There's no single strike energy that helps him. I guess we could add this just to have some single strike cards in there. Bullet drill. This is cool. How many do I have? 1, 2. Ooh, interesting. Ooh, 300 damage is crazy. Whoa, imagine Volcanion doing 300 damage. How would I even get this off? I would need a lot of energy to get that one off. Vitality. Not using many. One. All right, let's see what else we're gonna use for this almost like. Never made a single strike deck before. This is really interesting. And 20 more damage. I don't like Karens. Did I just see that? Nah, let's do it. Why not? don't we do? We had to. The teeny V would look good as this. What do I do here? A lot of stuff. Only two magma basins, I need four. And that means I'm over. Let's see. I don't like carrying. This is hard. Okay. Let's see. I mean, on what day do I get enough energy for this guy? Like, I like that one, but this one is... Nothing I'm gonna do this. Unless I can. What would I need to pull that off? It's crazy. I would need, what kind of energy would I need? I would need steel. Ooh. My hands. I don't. Don't have steel, guys. Let's see. Rapid strike. Cross jug is really interesting. Looks like I won't be able to use Charizard. No. 200 is gonna be less than a 250. There. And it's like 50 damage there. Yeah, it makes this choice. That's great. Hopefully, let's see. I have an idea. If I get up to 3 basic energy cards. Attach it to Volcanion right away. And voila. Thing is, he's gonna take 2 energy cards just to charge up. He's only doing 130 damage. Plus, I need to subtract a card anyways. What do we subtract here? So, let's see. Hi, Mom.
Who is?
I'm upstairs.
Serge?
I'm upstairs.
Upstairs. Yeah. Okay, girls.
I don't know. I saw him.
Okay,
Baba. Okay, Kaskar.
Thank you. Yes, bargain, Bob.
Okay.
Thank you,
Bye. All right, guys. So, yeah, this is a hard, very hard decision. I'm going to get that Arceus in and see what happens. Let's just see what happens. Next deck name, guys. Volcanion and Arceus. Let's do it. All right, let's test out Volcanion Arceus. Standard deck, let's go. We're going up against Juji. See how it works. I mean, already we don't have enough Pokemon as it is. All right, done. All right, I really wanted to use a single strike card, so here we go. All right, we got Magma Basin right away. Wow, well, you know what? If this works, you could do, this little guy could do 120 damage. If that works. And that's it. And I could use Tool Scrapper, take it out from him and give it up to someone else. Interesting. Very cool. All right. We're already evolving. We need Ken's Conviction. I can do Marnie. Wow, this was not useful here, but what's great is this. We can get the bunny out. I could switch him. And that'll give me another turn. I do get him back in the score file. Muscle band, interesting. Again, guys, this is a deck that I just created using the Wizard app. I put Volcanion single strike. I haven't seen that one being used, so I was really interested in developing a deck with that. Let's see what we could get here. We do need energy. You can get I wonder if that was the right move, but let's see. We could get Volcanion. Nope. We got Rabut. We could get Rabut to evolve, but we won't be able to do any moves. Let's see, we won't make him evolve yet. We will retreat. We go back into the next one. We'll evolve him. And then next round we'll be able to utilize. Can attack next turn, so let's go. All he needs is one more energy and we're doing 120 damage. All right, Breeder's Pick. Two Pokemon to evolve. Wow, this is crazy, guys. I've never done this one. Whoa, okay. Ooh, the other one doesn't have a valid card. Wow. 100, oh my gosh. I'm gonna go crazy. 150 damage right there. Breeders, oh my gosh, Breeder was great. I thought I was gonna use Volcanion here. All my cards are, look, I love Charizard so much, but I'm like, Charizard, this guy can use, you know, in that move, I'm going to have to use Toolscraper here. Use the second on his card. It's even weaker than his two energy card. The thing is, at least he can attack again. So, yeah, I would have used choice belt here. And I can't open it. Then I would why do I have to retreat? I don't understand. Oh, I can't attack next turn. But I can attack. Wait. Interesting. Why can't I use that move? Okay. All right. Interesting. So next turn. It's almost as if this move was invented for his Pokemon. Bullet Breakthrough. Wow, interesting. I'm using 20 more damage there. Would rather use Leon than this one. And you know, I could use this as many of them, so I'm doing 120 still. Oh, wow, for each prize card, interesting. So I don't even, well, this deck isn't even good at pulling cards that I want. I wanted to get, you know, Volcanion out. But I guess I'm just kicking ass right now quickly with Cinderace. Right, I mean, that deck is really good, really easy to beat. So really easy to beat, just to have some fun here, switching out. Really easy deck to beat. I honestly don't know if it'll fare too well against the people's decks. Although I can admit this is doing really good. We evolved right away with the breeder. I mean, the thing is, when you're battling other people, what happens is you don't get the cards you want ever. It's almost as if whenever it's versus, nothing goes away. So, anyways, I'm holding a Shaman right now in my hand. Yeah, just Bullet Breakthrough is better. I can continue going. And I win. I mean, that was fairly easy. I wonder if we could just go another round and see if we can use Volcanion there. There we go. It opens up with Volcanion. Let's see if Volcanion can help by itself. I mean, of course, you know, two energy and the rabbit is doing 150 damage, so Volcanion would need damage on him. That's the other thing. Only if it's in the last card in your hand. Oh, that's pretty bad. I mean, it does. So the school gives me like, wow, the school's pretty cool because it gives me more versatility. Okay. Yeah, that way if I'm doing, I mean, Charizard V is doing with three energies doing 200 damage without me. Well, look at this. We just got damage on him. And you know what? We could do that 50 damage with just two energies on my Charizard. We're already hitting. Okay. You know, since we have damage counters, you know, we're doing what? It actually has 10 or more damage counters on it, and he only did 120 damage. But by the way, I'm not getting any cards that I need. I don't understand. It's only doing 100 damage. That's 10 more. It has 30 damage counters. It has 10 or more damage counters. It should do 100. It should do more damage. What's going on? When it puts, this Pokemon has 10 or more damage counters on it, this attack does 150 more damage. If this Pokemon, so this has 30. Don't get it. Now it does 20 more damage. So does it mean Heat Blast knocks him out? Yeah, no. Interesting. Single Strike. Let's get a lot of advantages here. I might thinking, man, maybe I'm gonna use figure out how to use Volcanion more. Increase to 120. I don't understand. This Pokemon has 10 or more damage counters. Guys, I've been only doing 100 damage. I don't understand what's going on here. That's three energies. I mean, Volcanion could just take him on by himself. Literally, there's nothing else. This was a very quick win. Interesting, guys. That's a very interesting deck. All right, so what did we learn from this? We learned that we can use Wizard and Pokemon TCG Online and create a whole new deck. I mean, when I played twice, I didn't even pull out Arceus. At all. As a matter of fact, like I just kept getting energies. I didn't need any. I didn't need the Arceus. He's a good lead. I mean, it doesn't do any damage in reverse. He's like kind of useless. Getting an energy to Cinerace real quick. If you have the scroll, I do like the use of the scrolls. I think I could use get some synergy. That's a new word I learned here. Synergy. I just don't know if this is competitive enough. Let's see. All right, you guys. That's the test for that one. I'm gonna go ahead and show you guys a test for my Exhaust Manifold V2 Cape. So you guys saw a deck that I just developed. never shown that before, never done that before. So, and then this is a deck that I use. This is I use competitively. I get second place, so I need to figure out what's going on. I usually get second place in tournaments, and I think it's just about pizzazz. So let's see. This one, of course, this deck. Oh, wow. All of a sudden, when I played this deck, I'm facing what looks like a more difficult group of Pokemon. So I don't know. So good. Charmander is getting Cape of Toughness. Meeting is stronger, my friend. And then Evolution Incense, of course, getting into this one because we already have Charmander over there. Unfortunately, we can't evolve this turn. I don't have an energy, so that's it. Cape of Toughness is going to give me some time. Whoa, I do like, I like Weavile. Two basic Pokemon, put them on your bench. Okay, all right, Weavile is pretty cool. What do I wanna do? I don't have any. And then 90 is less. I'm not gonna do anything. I'm just gonna get one of these Leons. So far though, my new single strike deck is winning just because of draws. Let's see what happens. I mean, remember that Volcanion just ripped through all my, and I had enough energies. I'm not getting energy here. All right. So we have to switch here. Very good. I would like to put him on the other one. I want the rare candy on the other Charmander. Okay. Call the family. See, I use Manaphy there. I don't call Crobat. I will do two of these guys. All right. That's okay, guys. Then the 60. This is just enough to beat him. So guys, it's getting really hard to get anything out of this. Let's see, there's an energy switch right there. Even though I don't have any energy. What are we doing here? I want to boss orders. Mount, and that's it. I want to bring Charmander back in with just one energy. I don't want to waste anything here. Another Charmeleon. See, Battlesense Charizard, come on, be put to use. All right, finally getting energy. We have to use it. Guess what, guys? Can switch him in and collect the card. Don't want to do that. I'm just going to waste this one. Mm-hmm. Super Charmander right there, just holding on. All right, right on time. We switch him in. Do not evolve him. There we go. And then we got Battle Sense Charizard. So we don't have them. They're not going to use any of those V Pokemon. I could have gotten another Charmander. I really could have. Would have been a good move. Well, Blaze, 400 damage. There we go. There we go. Now the train begins. It gets take a little bit of time to get all my bugs going, but the train begins. This is what I mean by a train. Look at this. Special energy. That means it's 170 HP. Or like he's let's see. Special energy adds 21 HP. So 170 minus 50, 120 plus 20, 140. So 140 HP. Let's see what we're going to do in the Great Ball. I'm going to use Crobat. No use for him yet. And I want to get out, let's see what I want to get out. Evolution, Incense. Oh yeah, I could have done Evolution Incense and gone to Charizard, eh? And then evolve this guy into a Charizard. He's not getting attacked just yet. Usually I don't want to do that, but 180 damage. Looks like I got the train going anyways. I'm not gonna need anything, just Magma Beast in. Magma Beast in, I guess I gave my Victini's going right here. I'll be careful of that Charmeleon. You know, I could get that energy on there if I wanted to. Since I have extra energy there, I can even like have fun, move energy back there. Because Victini loves energy, I can move energy down here. Just 30s, maybe. He does damage for each energy attack to both Pokemon. So 30, 60, 90. We have Crobat. Now we have less than 6 cards, so I can add more. Yeah, I didn't get that Charizard, which was disappointing. So what we can do. Right now will be a good time. I'll put Choice Belt. I don't need that here. Number look, I have, between Charizard and Darkness Energy, I do take Darkness Energy to make that Crobat useful. But it really depends, like in this situation, I would not do that. I would probably be best doing Charizard because I have an advantage. Do that, and my Blaze. Hitting for weakness, 500 damage, guys. Is he doing 200? Like one Leon, two, three Leon. So 100, 150, 200, 250. So 250 times two. Oh, check this out. Energy search. Finally got my energy stuff going. Battle Sense. Battle Sense just gets me any coin. It can come in handy. So it gives me more heat energy that I can make him even stronger. It's about 190 HP right now. 190 or 180? 180 HP. So, see, one more attack, nothing on actually. Well, we got Bikini ready. He's using a much harder deck than he used with Volcanion, but tell you what, I got attacks off very quickly with that other deck. Charizard is just a great supporter that can also attack and get the cards that you want and also attack, so that's why I really like him in this case. So I'm going to go ahead and put Magma Base in, switch from there to there, and I could get two energies that way, just get six energies, really nice. Get another Charizard going. And this is how I do my deck. So, but the problem with this deck is, look, when you're using that Charizard and you get Battle Sense, you're going through a lot of cards. It's very, very important not to get ahead of yourself. And look, Bikini just did 270 damage. Look at that. I didn't even get my Charizard V card out. Good amount of damage can be had from this deck, folks. I'm just going to do this because we're not going to have time to evolve. We're going to do Leon. So much damage we could get out of this. Any guess? Aiming for weakness, 500 damage. Look at that. It had seven energies multiplied by 30, and it still did less damage with a Leon than my regular Charizard. And that did 2,180 damage, guys. That is crazy. Forget for using just V-Star Charizard to knock out any V-Star Pokemon. You could use that Charizard to knock out V-Star Pokemon. It is amazing. It is amazing, though. That's why even, yeah, I like the scroll ones. And they're really cool, but that's the real reason why I haven't gone away from using Charizard, guys. Next episode, I'll be actually doing versus V other people. We might check out that Volcanion deck, although I don't think it's developed enough. I might want a V-Star in there or some other way to get cards going in that one. Stay tuned. I am looking right now for an NTP. Want that via Hondo. May draw cards. It's going to help draw cards. So that's that. Guys, thank you so much. I'd like to share you guys. Thank you so much, you guys, for being part of this podcast today. I'm your host, Rafi Avakian. I had a wonderful time sharing with you guys my Exhaust Manifold V2 Cape deck. cape, basically the cape. my brand new Volcanion deck developed just for you guys. Please stay tuned for the next episode. And again, today I got this Arceus V. Magnificent, really cool. Really cool, came with that card I unfortunately didn't get to use in that Volcanion deck I just developed. So stay tuned, I'm gonna try to figure out how to use that one. Thank you so much, you guys have a wonderful day. I'm gonna try to start streaming every Wednesday. Okay, tentatively, thank you guys and enjoy the rest of your day. Ciao. Love you guys.